play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks girls basketball on WGIO is brought to you in part by OSF St. Mary Medical Center. All together better. Dave's Auto Body. You better call Dave's. By McDonald's, I'm loving it. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. Crady Insurance, one office for all your insurance needs. Breed Love Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. And by Galesburg Nissan, now located at 2080 North Henderson Street in Galesburg. And now, the WGIL broadcast team of Jim Wyman and Eric Gibson with GHS Girls Basketball on Galesburg Radio 14.
We're ready for girls high school basketball. It's Galesburg and Metamora tonight. Both teams 0-1. The Streaks losing by the score of 64-61 to Illini West, and the Metamora Lady Redbirds losing to Springfield 83-34. Let's go down and get our starting lineups. Looks like we're not going to get our starting lineups. Bill Allison isn't here tonight, so let me give them to you. For Metamora, the Lady Redbirds 0-1 on the season. They're coached by Riley Gardner, a graduate of Peoria, Notre Dame, Illinois Community College, and Bradley University. Starting at one guard is Quinn Matthews, a 5'5 junior. The point guard is Heather DeLuca. She's a 5'5 sophomore. At one forward is Kara Hartnett. She's a 5'9 senior. The other forward is Haley Miller. She's a 5'7 junior. And in the middle is Kim Ball. Kim Ball is a 5'10 senior. For the Silver Streaks tonight, 0-1 on the season, coached by Evan Massey, a graduate of Savannah High School 1970, Knox College 1974. It'll be Kaylin Boydston, a 5'5 sophomore, starting at the point guard tonight for the Streaks. Haley Kelso will be at the other guard. She's a 5'4 senior. At one forward is Casey Williams, a 5'8 senior. The other forward is Sabrina Clay, a 5'9 junior. And the center is Shaylee Florine. She's a 6'1 sophomore. Our officials for tonight's game, the referee is Brad Gooding from Carthage. The umpires are Curtis Sherman of Brimfield and Ron Leitner of Pekin. So it's Galesburg and Metamora tonight. Again, last year, Galesburg beat Metamora 70-40 on November 16th. Jessica Lieber had 14 points in that ball game 1 year ago. The Silver Streaks will also be playing tomorrow night in the Thanksgiving tournament as they will take on East Peoria, a squad that won earlier this evening. East Peoria winning their ball game 54-37 against Rock Island Alleman. So that game will be 8:30 tomorrow night. Alleman will play Freeport at 7 o'clock tomorrow evening. Metamora High School is dressed in the black uniforms with the white numerals and the red trim. The Silver Streaks are dressed in their home uniforms for tonight's game. The Galesburg uniforms with the white uniforms, the gold numerals, and the black trim. The Metamora girls have Metamora in white letters across the chest, and the Silver Streaks have Silver Streaks across their chest. Metamora will be moving from left to right here at John Thiel Gym tonight, which is west to east. The Silver Streaks will be moving from right to left, which is east to west. Shaylee Florine at center court, the 6'1 sophomore center, will jump at center court against Kara Hartnett, and the opening tip controlled by the Streaks. This is Kelso into the front court. Now to Florine. Florine outside the three-point line to Williams. Williams on the dribble. Dribbles up top of the key. Now hands it off to Clay. Right side, they get the ball back to Boydston. She pops it out to Florine between the rings and now to Kelso. Kelso now gives it back out to Clay as they work around the perimeter. Now the left-handed dribble by Williams. Give and go inside to Clay, and she puts it up and through.
Good play right there by the Streaks. They were able to keep the ball moving. They ran some pick and rolls and were able to get inside to Sabrina.
Now Galesburg with the full court press, but they beat it, and Kim Ball has the easy layup right in the paint. Back comes Galesburg. Kelso now into the front court to Florine. Near side to Williams. Left-handed dribble. Spins around. Looks for the bounce pass. Gets it out between the circles to Clay. Sabrina Clay right side to Boydston. Now they'll reset. Florine pops outside of the three-point line. Back to Boydston. Florine wide open on the give and go, and she puts it up and through.
Great give and go right there. As Shaylee got a screen up top, was able to roll off it right to the rim uncontested.
Back comes DeLuca now into the front court. They go underneath, wide open, and the layup from the left side is Quinn Matthews, and she puts it up and through, and it's 4-4. As Metamora comes right back. Back comes Boydston now, left-handed dribble, all the way down, pull-up jumper. Well, we'll get a foul called as she was hit by Heather DeLuca, her first, the first team foul on the Lady Redbirds.
Well, right there, Heather DeLuca with the one sin you have when you try to block a shot. She swatted down, and yeah, she had a block, but then when she followed through with the block, she ended up hitting Kaylin, across the shoulder.
Kaylin Boydston misses the first one. She'll have one more. 4-4, our score just underway. It's Galesburg and Metamora. Second free throw is good by Kaylin Boydston. And so it's 5-4 streaks. Back on the attack, Heather DeLuca now gets pressure from Boydston. They beat the press, now tipped away and stolen by Galesburg. Picked up by Boydston, but stolen back by Metamora. Now back into the front court to Kim Ball. On the right side, not Amelia Miller. Here's the three-pointer by Ball, and it's good. Kim Ball.
Just two. They're just giving it two.
Kim Ball hits it from just inside the three-point line, and it's 6-5 in favor of Metamora. Back comes Boydston now to Clay. Right side, Casey Williams. Underneath the Boydston, she couldn't control the pass. Off her fingers out of bounds. It'll be Metamora ball.
Well, the Streaks with a trailing 6-5 here in the early going, and we've seen that the Streaks backed off the pressure one time down the floor. Now they're going to put it right back on here as we get going with this group.
Kara Hartnett will trigger it in into DeLuca. DeLuca comes up against Boydston. DeLuca holds up. Little hand check. Boydston now into the lane. Here's the shot up. No good by Ball. The rebound Ball. Right back up again. No good. The rebound this time controlled underneath and pulled down by Lexi Daniels, who's come into the game. Three-pointer Kelso. No good. Rebound comes out and is picked up by Boydston. Boydston looks out, tried to get it back out to Kelso. The ball was tipped away, still on the floor. Picked up by Daniels in the backcourt. Now ahead to Florine. Florine in the lane will take the jumper, no good, but she's going to be fouled by Kara Hartnett.
Well, good job by Lexi Daniels to go pick up that loose ball, and then she noticed that Shaylee was wide open right in the lane area. She kicked it into her, and Shaylee did exactly what she needed to do. She was aggressive, took it towards the basket, and ended up drawing the foul, and that foul is going to go against Kara Hartnett.
Hartnett's first, second team foul. Florine sinks the free throw. She's a 6'1 sophomore, Shaylee Florine. Her dad played professional football for the Kansas City Chiefs. Also played, what, in Scotland and the European League for the NFL and then in Montreal.
Yeah, that World NFL or wherever they called it.
They're trying to get that going again. They want to make put a team in London, I guess.
I think they want them to play in the NFL.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Jeez.
They want to get that going again. They want that money.
That's a long Thursday night road trip.
It is, isn't it?
Florine sinks the second free throw. The Streaks take a 7-6 lead. Early going here, first quarter.
Shaylene has 4 points in the game. Sammy Thompson's going to come into the lineup. Florine out. Clay's out there along with Williams, Lexi Daniels, and also Raina Gully has come into the game for the Streaks. Full court pressure, but they get it over the timeline. Harry. Now they're trapping up front. We're going to get a carry called against Heather DeLuca of Metamora. So a turnover on Metamora. The Streaks will have it.
Streaks should have gotten it right before that, though, because Hartnett traveled with the basketball. No call. And now Gully having some problems.
Gully had trouble at center court. Picked up by Thompson for the Streaks. Now up top to Clay. Clay with the ball over her head. Pops the ball out now to Lexi Daniels. Now out to Raina Gully. Gully, the freshman, gets it over to Sammy Thompson. Thompson now on the dribble here on the near side. Pops it back up to Gully. Good pressure on her. Back to Thompson. Wide open three. Didn't take it. She backed out and then wanted to take it, but couldn't. Now she throws it away. So we'll have an over and back call against the Silver Streaks. It'll be Metamora ball at center court right in front of the scorer's table here at John Thiel Gym. Metamora moving from left to right on your dial tonight. It'll be triggered in bounds by Kara Hartnett. Right in front of the scorer's table. She'll get it into Heather DeLuca, and Metamora will set in the front court. Now back out to Kim Ball. Back out front now to Matthews. She'll work on the right side. DeLuca in the corner. Tipped away from Matthews, but Matthews gets it back. Quinn Matthews now. A bounce pass to Kara Hartnett. Hartnett works against Clay. Wanted to drive the hoop, but instead comes back out with 4:38 to go first quarter. 7-6 in favor of the Streaks, and we'll get a whistle and a foul call
here. Time out.
Time out.
It's going to be at 30. And you know what, Jim, in the early going here, the Lady Redbirds have really pushed their defense out. They're really picking up the streaks pretty much after they pass half court. So what's happening is the streaks are having problems running their offense because the Redbirds are right out on top of them.
Florine had that wide open shot down the lane. They were able to get it to her early, but since then it's been a little bit of a tough go.
Exactly. And the other issue is that this is a different game than what was called the other night. The other night we had some real tic-tac calls just based on bumping and hand checks and that kind of thing. That's not happening right now. The Redbirds have had a lot of contact on the Streaks players, really getting out and getting into them. And now the question will be is if this calling keeps going, are the Streaks going to be able to run their offense? As we've already seen Raina Goley have some problems with the pressure she's faced.
Ball comes in on the inbounds as Metamora has it. DeLuca has trouble but gets it back out at center court. Got the ball to Haley Miller. Back to DeLuca. Heather DeLuca now spins. Gully got a hand on the ball but couldn't steal it. DeLuca still now tried to get the bounce pass inside, but a double dribble called on her.
Well, and the official missed a terrible moving screen on Kim Ball as Raina Goley kept trying to run by her, and Ball just kept moving into her way, and it looked like an offensive screenplay in football.
Raina Goley will bring it up for the Streaks. Bounce pass on the right side to Sabrina Clay. Back out to Williams, now to Goley. They look for the back door to Clay. Clay guarded, though, but drives the lane. She'll put the shot up, no good. Rebound Thompson right back up and good. Sammy Thompson with the offensive rebound in the hoop. Now the steal in the backcourt, but Goley couldn't control it, and it hit the sideline. It's going to be Metamora's ball right here in front of us.
Well, a good job right there by Raina Goley getting that pass initially to Sabrina Clay. She really throws some crisp passes. We've seen her throw some lackadaisical ones in game one, and so far in this game, she's done some really nice crisp passing. And you know, you got to put a little heat on it when you're trying to get it into tight spaces, and that's exactly what she just did.
Peyton Ronelt has come in for Metamora. Ronelt now in the trouble. She had a wide open lane to the basket, and she puts it up and through. So Peyton Ronelt comes into the game, makes the shot, and she's going to be fouled by Sabrina Clay.
Well, Sabrina was just late there getting to the spot, and then when she got there, she bumped Ronelt while Ronelt was going into her shot. And right there is why she needs to remember that she's only got five fouls. She can't waste them in situations like that.
She goes out. Shaylee Florine in. The free throw is no good by Peyton Ronelt. The rebound, Florine. Here come the Streaks right to left. Gully ahead to Florine. Florine will drive all the way to the basket, puts it up no good. The rebound controlled underneath by Ronelt. Ronelt now controls. She'll bring it back up against Gully. Ronelt still in the backcourt, crosses center court. Right side dribble with Gully draped all over her. Bounce pass now to the right baseline to Haley Miller. Miller now gets a pick. She'll drive the paint. Pops pass back out to Hartnett. Hartnett tried to get the shot up. We'll get a foul here, I think, against Gully.
Nope, this one's going to go against Madison Ross, who's in the game. That'll be her first. We didn't see Madison Ross till late in the last game.
Her first second team foul against the Streaks. 9-8 Galesburg. I thought Galesburg would pull right away in this one, but it's not to be yet. It'll be Metamora ball underneath their own basket. Ronelt gets the ball in, and now we're going to foul called here, I think, against Thompson.
Yeah. Sammy Thompson just being a little too aggressive, got herself leaning and bumped into the ball handler. And that's going to be the third foul already on the Streaks. And Metamora will inbound again from the baseline.
Thompson and Gully will go out. Galesburg is going to have Florine along with Boydston comes back in. We'll pick up their lineup in a minute as Metamora inbounds it. Now we're going to get Casey Williams with a trip, her first and the fourth team foul.
And Casey actually tripped herself, and then what happened was she grabbed Mueller to try to keep herself up, and she ended up fouling her. So four fouls, three in succession here on the Streaks.
To be triggered inbounds by Peyton Ronelt. Ronelt has it tipped away on the inbounds by Haley Kelso, who's back in the game. Goes out of bounds. It'll be Metamora's ball in the far corner at the northeastern corner of the gym. It'll be triggered inbounds again by Peyton Ronelt. 9-8 in favor of the Streaks. First quarter, 3:21 left in this first quarter. Now Ronelt ready to trigger, looking. Gets the ball into Kelly Steele. who has come into the game. Back to Ronelt. Ronelt with the left-handed dribble tried to pop it to the left wing to Quinn Matthews, but it was tipped out of bounds by Casey Williams, so it'll be triggered in bounds again by the Metamora Lady Redbirds.
The Streaks missed the golden opportunity on that last one. The official had the girl inbound from the corner right on the side of the baseline, but the Streaks didn't play defense up top, which allowed them to just throw the safety passes. That one's knocked away by Boydston and out of bounds.
A little sloppy play here so far. It'll be triggered in again, this time by Haley Miller for Metamora. Miller looking. Now gets a bounce pass into Peyton Ronelt. Ronelt on the dribble against Boydston. Bounce pass on the right side. Got it over to Quinn Matthews. Back up top now to Hartnett. She'll drive, puts a left-handed layup up. Good.
She went right by Shaylee Florine, and now a pass is going to go off the hands of Madison Ross. Tried to lead her just a little too much, and that one's going to go out of bounds. And fourth turnover for the Silver Streaks. This ball back to the Lady Redbirds.
10-9 in favor of Metamora. 1-point lead with 2:55 to go in the first quarter. Peyton Ronelt now spinning in the backcourt against Boydston. Crosses the 10-second line. Now she's double-teamed. The ball's knocked out of bounds by Haley Kelso, but it went off her. It'll be Metamora's ball at center court here on the near side.
Yeah, good hustle by Haley. She just couldn't keep the ball in bounds as she went and reached out for it and just went off her fingertips and out of bounds.
The 5'7 junior Haley Miller will toss it in for Metamora. Gets the ball into Peyton Ronelt. Ronelt against Boydston drives in, puts the running jumper up, no good. Offensive rebound underneath by Kara Hartnett, and she puts it up and through. She has four, and it's 12-9 Metamora. Back on the attack comes Galesburg right to left. Casey Williams gets a pick from Florine, fakes the shot, now gets it back up top to Madison Ross. Right side Boydston, now to Florine. Near side Kelso gets a pick from Florine. 15-foot jumper, no. Yes, it's going to drop in. And she's fouled on the play.
Good play right there by Haley Kelso. She was able to absorb the contact and still get the ball to drop. Nice shooter's touch. They'll pull the score to 12-11. Streaks trail by one. Correction on that last shot. The last basket was actually Quinn Matthews for the Redbirds, as she'll go to 4 points in the game.
So it was not Hartnett?
Correct.
Okay. So Kelso is going to go to the free throw line. The foul was called against Kara Hartnett as Kelso commits the three-point play. And back on the attack comes Metamora. Here we're going to have the running jumper in the lane by Peyton Ronelt, and that's good. She has four, and it's 14-12 Metamora. Florine now on the near side. Gets it off to Lexi Daniels. Daniels back up top to Sabrina Clay. Right side now Boydston. She'll drive the lane, puts the shot up, hits the bottom of the backboard. Pulled down by Hartnett. Back comes Metamora left to right with a minute 55 to go first quarter. Hartnett on the left side dribble against Clay. Gets it up top to Ronelt. Back on the left down to Matthews. Given go inside to Ronelt. Shares the ball blocked away by Florine. Picked up by Galesburg. Back come the Streaks. Hartnett now underneath the Clay. Clay one dribble. She'll pop it back out to Boydston. Now to Daniels. Daniels on the right side. And they work around with a minute 30 to go. Florine will set the offense up at center court. Near side Kelso. Kelso on the dribble against Miller. Inside there's a three-pointer by Daniels. They're going to count it for three.
Yeah, good job by Haley Kelso right there. She saw across the defense and went elbow to elbow.
15-14 now stolen by Clay underneath, and she'll put it up and through as the press all of a sudden comes alive. And Galesburg goes up by three, 17-14. We'll get timeout called by Coach Riley Gardner of Metamora. Boy, oh boy, quick turn there.
Yeah, very quick turn. And again, the great decision by Haley Kelso. She got the ball. She dribbled it in a couple dribbles to collapse the defense into the lane and then was able to kick it across to Lexi. And Lexi, with the quick trigger, had her feet set. That was one of her issues last year as a freshman. Lexi did not know how to catch the ball in rhythm to knock down, put shots in the air. She often had her feet all discombobulated, and that's one thing. She got better as the season went along, but if she's going to be successful, she's got to be that three-point specialist for the Streaks, and she's got to be able to get that shot up pretty quickly, as she did there. And then Sabrina Clay, just a great job. We've talked about her at the front of the press. She's very long and athletic, and she's able to get those hands in there, was able to knock that one away and then take it back for the Streaks.
Streaks allow the inbound pass, and they trap at center court. The ball handed off to Hartnett. Hartnett all the way to the basket, puts it up, no.
Oh.
And we're
going to
get a foul on Florine.
Yeah,
boy,
and a late foul at that, because it was well after the shot was put up. Florine made the mistake. She put her hand down, and once you put your hand down towards the basketball, it looked like she might have grabbed some wrists. So, unfortunately for Florine, she's going to get called for her first foul, and the Streaks post players, Clay and Florine, each with a personal here in the first quarter.
Kara Hartnett misses the free throw. She's a 5'9 senior for the Metamora Lady Redbirds. She has one basket in the game for 2 points. 17-14, Galesburg by three. Second free throw is good. 17-15 with a minute to go, first quarter. Back comes Raina Gully now for the Streaks, right to left. She gets bumped at center court and will get a foul on Heather DeLuca, her second. That'll be the third team foul against Metamora.
Yeah, it's Raina Gully just trying to get the offense initiated. Bad play of defense right there by Heather DeLuca. I think she thought she was going to be able to reach in and get the steal right as Raina was starting to make her move.
Casey Williams throws it in on the right side to Lexi Daniels into Florine. Florine in the paint, puts it up, good!
There's one of those strong drop steps. She drops up to the middle of the lane, able to fight through two defenders and put it up and in. And then speaking of long arms, Sabrina Clay, another pass deflection out of bounds here on the press.
Boy, they're effective when they put Clay challenging that inbounds pass. She's had three or four deflections tonight, and she made a basket. They still don't have it in. Waiting. Finally, it goes in, and they get it up court as Peyton Ronald has it, and it bounced out of bounds on the side. It's going to be Galesburg's ball. She hit the sideline.
Jim, where's that guy that was counting so quickly the other night? We need him counting these inbounds
Gary
passes.
Gary Tissue, that seemed long, didn't it?
Yeah, that was a long 5 seconds after we saw the 10-second violation in about eight the other night.
40 seconds to go, first quarter, 19-15 Galesburg. Kaylee Kelso for the Streaks in the front court. Give and go inside to Florine all alone, and she'll put it up and through.
You're not going to stop that. A great job of the pick and roll. Florine got herself wide open. All you have to do is get her the basketball when she's that close to the rim.
Almost tipped away by Clay, but Ronell gets it over the timeline. Now the ball does go on the floor. Ronell grabs it. We'll have a jump ball, and it'll be Metamora's ball in the alternating possession.
Starting to see the press really bother these guards for the Redbirds. And, you know, you get them starting double thinking and handling the ball sloppily, and they could really turn this game with some steals.
Two of Metamora players are not here, Rachel Litriak and Sabrina Huser, who are both ill this evening, so they only have eight girls in uniform tonight for this game. Galesburg has Boydston along with Thompson, Williams, Kelso, and Clay on the court right now. 20 seconds to go in the quarter. The Streaks lead it by six. This is Peyton Ronelt now on the left side. Got it to Quinn Matthews. Matthews on the dribble against Williams. Gets the ball down to Steele. Steele in the paint will put it up no good. The rebound, Clay. 8 seconds to go in the first quarter. Outlet pass now to Boydston. Boydston has the ball tipped away at center court. 2 seconds to go. And we'll get a jump ball.
Worst jump ball right there, because now the Streaks just burned their possession on the jump ball for 1.7 seconds here. So we'll see if they can make something happen, but not likely.
Massey up. Comes into Kelso. She'll take the three at the buzzer. No good. And that's the end of the first quarter with a score. It's Galesburg 21, Metamora 15. You're listening to Silver Streak Girls Basketball on WGIL and on WGIL.com.
My tummy doesn't feel so good.
I can't get rid of this sinus headache.
Ouch.
For minor illnesses and injuries that aren't 911 emergencies, but there isn't a remedy in your medicine cabinet, that's when you turn to OSF Prop Care in Galesburg or OSF Holy Family Clinic in Monmouth. Appointments aren't necessary, and both locations are open weekends. So, when you have a cut that needs stitches and it's Saturday, medical professionals are available. OSF Prop Care and OSF Holy Family Clinic. All together better.
You are the talent. You are the strength. You are the athlete. When you're under those lights, something happens inside of you. Your feet move faster. Your hands grip tighter. Your heart beats harder. And time slows down. The weight of the team is on you. And you've never felt lighter. That's what good equipment does for you. It's there, performing with you. Breedlove's has the gear you need to be even better than you already are. Settle for nothing less than professional brands that deliver every time, like you. Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee.
The Rush Limbaugh Show, weekday afternoons 12 to 3 on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Jim Wyman, Eric Gibson, WGIL Galesburg. Glad you could be with us on this Thursday evening. It's the Galesburg Thanksgiving Tournament. High school girls basketball, the Streaks lead it 21-15. A little bit more control at the end of the first quarter, Eric.
Yeah, the Streaks really needed to get things moving there, and they were able to pressure a little bit more, but then ultimately the defense led into some good offense, and the Streaks were able to push this lead out.
Here's Quinn Matthews driving the right baseline up. No good. The rebound, Shaylee Florine for Galesburg. Here come the Streaks right to left. Outlet pass to Boydston. Kaylin Boydston brings it up for Galesburg to Sabrina Clay right wing. Back up to Florine. Now underneath to Clay. Clay will put the left-handed layup up. No good. Gets her own rebound. Right back up. Yeah!
Way to stay active, Sabrina Clay. She did a nice job after she missed that first shot. She didn't drop her head. She continued after the basketball and was able to pick it back up and put it in.
Pressure in the backcourt. They almost threw it away, but it was picked up by Miller. She'll put it up no good. Rebound Matthews right back up no. The rebound now picked up by Hartnett. Hartnett has it on the left side. She lost it to Williams, but then got it back again. They come out to Ronelt. Back in the corner now to Miller. Miller inside. Got the ball down to Ronelt. Ronelt had trouble with it. We're going to get a whistle here. And what a hold.
I think this is, yeah, it's going to be a hold, though. It's going to go against Ronald. It's a good job right there by Kaylin Boydston. She was able to get that ball and wrestle it away and pick it up for the Streaks. Streaks with a 23-15 lead here. 7:06 left to go in the first half. And we'll see what the Streaks can do. But if they can capitalize here and get this thing up to 10 points, they got to start feeling a little bit more confident.
23-15, as Eric said. Here comes Galesburg right to left. Kaylin Boydston to Sabrina Clay, right side Casey Williams. She's going to drive the hoop, puts it up and throw.
There, that's the Casey Williams we need to see. Aggressive with the basketball. She took it, and she pulled the old Sarah Baker, pull the ball across and drive it to the rim.
Here comes Hartnett now. She'll drive all the way down to the paint. We'll get a whistle here, and I think they got Kelso for the foul.
I hope so, because otherwise it's Sabrina Clay, and it's going to be Sabrina Clay.
Clay,
I think.
Clay's second.
Nope, they got Kelso. I thought I saw 4-0-2, but we had a bad angle.
Yeah. All right, so that's Kelso's first. That's the sixth team foul against the Streaks. Metamora's ball tipped away on the inbounds pass by Kelso. Ball goes down at center court. Ball still on the floor. Now it's going to be picked up by Kim Ball. Ball got the ball over to Miller, and Miller will set it up center court. She's guarded by Casey Williams. Now to Heather DeLuca's back in the game. DeLuca, and we're going to get a push here. Eric wanted a carry on DeLuca.
Yeah, I did. DeLuca with that left hand, you can tell she doesn't like using the left hand. She kept pulling her hand under the basketball, and it's going to be Sabrina Clay's second.
So Clay's second, the seventh team foul. That'll send Heather DeLuca to the free throw line.
As a team, the Redbirds, one of three so far, with two coming from Hartnett, and Peyton Ronald also had an opportunity to try to make a three-point play. The first shot up, and that one's going to be good for DeLuca.
So DeLuca, the 5'5 sophomore, will have one more. She brings them to within 9, 25-16, our score. One more for DeLuca as the Streaks have kind of exerted themselves here to be end of the first quarter, beginning of the second quarter, and taking control of this game. Second one's no good, but it's going to go off Sabrina Clay's hand out of bounds, and so Metamora will have it. DeLuca will trigger it in beneath the Metamora basket on the east side of John Thiel Gym. She comes in the corner, gets the ball into Miller. Miller drives the paint, puts an off-balance shot up, no good. Rebound Florine for the Streaks. Outlet pass Kaylin Boydston. Back comes Galesburg. Here's a cross-court pass, Kelso to Williams. Williams takes the three, and it's good.
Very confident-looking three right there for Casey Williams. She got good ball control. Now
stolen by Williams. Williams now underneath to Kelso to Clay, and we'll get a whistle before Clay had it in the paint. Kelso was too far under to get the shot off. She was trying to get the ball back to Clay, but the foul was called.
Yeah, it was a great pass and great idea from Kelso. Luckily, I guess, for the Streaks, the foul was called because Sabrina missed the shot.
The foul was called against Miller, her first six-team foul. Galesburg's ball underneath their own basket. Raina Gully back in the game for Galesburg. We'll get a whistle here as Florine just ran over a Metamora player who's down. The rebound underneath the Florine, and we'll get the shot up, and now the player's back up. It was Kim Ball holding the back of her head as Florine just ran right over her.
Yeah, she just crushed her on the play, and she went to the ground, and what it was she had jumped out in front of Sabrina or Shaylee when Shaylee was trying to make a cut, and Shaylee just trucked her, and she went down to the ground pretty hard. Ball got reversed out to Lexi. Unfortunately, she wasn't able to knock down the three, but Shaylee finds herself at the free throw line thanks to Sabrina Clay's rebound and pass.
The caught foul was against Miller, her second, seventh team foul. Florine makes the first and makes the second. Great form. She has 10 points in the ballgame tonight. It's 30-16 Silver Streaks. Back on the attack comes DeLuca.
There we go,
look at
finally.
The carry. You wanted it. You got it.
Yeah, she does it every time she goes to the left side. And the official let it go last time, but this time not going to let it go.
Riley Gardner, the head coach, up, barking a little bit at the official. Ron Leitner of Pekin. Back on the attack comes Raina Gully now for Galesburg. She had the ball tipped away by DeLuca, but got it back. Now works the right side. She's going to take the jump shot from the corner. No good. The rebound, though, Casey Williams. Casey Williams is going to be called for the travel.
I don't know if you saw that, Jim, but Florine just laid out another girl. As she she laid out DeLuca as DeLuca just got leveled when she set a screen on her.
You know, she's going to be fun to watch this year goes on and for the next couple of years. Metamora now in the backcourt. Heather DeLuca will come up. She's guarded by Gully, comes all the way down to the right baseline, and she traveled with the ball.
Well, that's 9 turnovers now on the Redbirds. The Streaks at 5. 5:34 left to go here in the first half. The Streaks have a 30-16 lead.
We'll get some substitutions. Florine is going to go out for Galesburg. Haley Kelso is coming back in. Lexi Daniels is on the court. Casey Williams will go out. Gully stays in. Sammy Thompson is back into the game. So it's Kelso along with Daniels, Thompson, Clay, and Gully. Back on the attack come the Streaks. Kelso all the way down. Pull-up jumper from 10 in the lane. No good. Gets her own rebound. Right back up. No. The rebound tipped out of there by...
And that's
Sabrina
gonna be,
Clay,
yeah,
they're going to call a foul
fouls.
On her?
Yep.
Yes, they are.
And she's going to go to the bench for an extended
She's
got to
play
stay.
Smarter, doesn't she, Eric?
Yep. And then we saw this last year, too. She just was overly aggressive, went up and tried to get that basketball for the back for the Streaks, and she had put her hand on the girl's hip waist while she tried to jump over her, and there was some slight contact, but too much right there for a player that was playing with two fouls. So 3 fouls is going to send Clay to the bench for quite some time. Madison Ross back into the game for the Silver Streaks. And Kara Hartnett for the Redbirds goes to the line for the 1-1.
Kara Hartnett now misses it. She's 1-for-3 from the free throw line. The rebound controlled by Sammy Thompson. Back to Kelso, high right wing. Back to the left side now to Lexi Daniels. Daniels back up top to Gully. 5:14 to go, second quarter, 30-16 Silver Streaks. Right side now, Thompson, back to Gully, back to Kelso, got a screen, takes the 3, in and out, no good. The rebound in the lane, and we'll get on the back call
Ross.
Here against Madison Ross.
And that's her second.
9th team foul against the Silver Streaks. So we'll go back down to the east end here at John Thiel Gym, and Metamora will go to the free throw line. Earlier tonight, the ball game between East Peoria and Alleman was won by East Peoria, 54-37. Over the Alleman Pioneers. This is Quinn Matthews, the 5'5 junior at the line with the 1-in bonus. It's on the way, and she missed it. The rebound, though, Metamora right back up and through by Kim Ball, and she has 6 points in the game. It's 30-18. Back come the Silver Streaks. Sammy Thompson between the circles. Near side, Lexi Daniels. Daniels thought about the 3-point shot. Instead, to Ross. Right side, Gully, who drives inside. Tried to shovel it up, no good. The rebound in the paint fought for,
oh,
and we'll get a jump
okay.
ball here as Lexi Daniels was able to tie up Metamora's Kim Ball. It'll be Galesburg's ball on the alternating possession. We'll get a substitution for the Streaks as Kaylin Boydston will come in, Gully out. So it's Ross along with Boydston, Kelso, Sammy Thompson, and Lexi Daniels. It'll be triggered inbounds now by Boydston. She looks, comes all the way back, tried to get it to Kelso. We'll get a foul called here, and they're going to call it against Kelso.
That's her second.
Kelso went up along with Haley Miller for the ball. There was heavy contact, and Kelso gets whistled for the personal, her second. That's a 10th team foul against the Silver Streaks. It'll put Metamora in the super bonus and send Haley Miller, the 5'7 junior, to the free throw line to shoot 2.
Unfortunately, the Streaks get the inbounder through a 50-50 ball right there, and you can't do that that early into the clock. If you're at about 5 seconds right there, fine, throw that one out there. But not that early, as now you're sending Metamora for the last 4:42 into the double bonus. Luckily, they're not hitting free throws as Miller misses the first half.
Yeah, they've been stone cold at the line. She gets this one, though, her first point of the game. 30-18, Metamora. Back comes Kaylin Boydston now for the streaks right to left. Boydston, left-handed dribble here to the near side. Up top to Ross. Now on the right side to Daniels. To Kelso. Kelso thought about the three. Comes back near side. Boydston, who will take the three. No good. The rebound fought for. Ross had it, then lost it to Quinn Matthews. Back comes Metamora. Matthews all the way down court. She had the ball tipped away from her. It goes out of bounds. Boydston got a hand on it. It'll be Metamora's ball.
Shaylee Florine going to come back in the game here for Madison Ross. As we discussed earlier, Ross has two fouls. Sabrina Clay has three. You hope that Shaylee can stay out of foul trouble for the rest of the half, because otherwise the streaks are getting a little thin on that front line.
4 minutes, 20 seconds to go in the second quarter. 30-19 comes in the lane to Miller. Kim Ball, she takes the turnaround jumper, no good, and we'll get a whistle and a foul called here.
Well, Shaylee got a hand on that ball, and that's what diverted the shot down.
They're going to call it against Metamora, and they'll get Peyton Ronelt with this one, her second. That's the eighth team foul against the Redbirds, and Kaylin Boydston, who's 1-for-2 from the line, will go to the free throw line here for the one and bonus. Here it is, and it's made.
Yeah, that was a long break between scores right there for the streaks as they finally get back on the board. 31-19, now make it 32-19 as Boydston hits them both.
4:17 to go, second quarter. Metamora with the ball. Ronelt's going to go out for the Redbirds. And back in is Kara Hartnett. Hartnett gets the ball in the backcourt to DeLuca. The ball goes out of bounds right in front of the Metamora bench. On the north side of the gym, it'll be Metamora ball, and Hartnett will throw it in again. She's a 5'9 senior. Gets the ball into DeLuca. DeLuca comes up court to Matthews. Now she tries to get the ball in the paint, tipped away and picked off by Kelso. Now to Florine, and back on the attack comes Boydston. Boydston comes over the timeline. 4 minutes to go in the quarter. Boydston holds it right side. Or left side, I should say. Bounce pass to Williams. Now down to Boydston. Boydston wide open underneath. Puts it up no good. The rebound, Florine. And Florine's going to be called for the foul. She was battling with Kim Ball, and they call the foul on Shaylee Florine. That's her third.
Yeah, and you've got to be smarter if you're Shaylee. You got everybody else on the bench with fouls, and then you're going to fight for the basketball. Once you lose that early, you just got to let it go.
Kim Ball, the 5'10 senior, goes to the free throw line with a 1-1 here.
Two.
Or two shots with the super bonus.
She's got 6 points in the game, does Kim Ball. Three rebounds.
Here it is, and it's in and out, no good. Boy, you're right. They're stone cold from the line, and if they were making these free throws, we'd have a ball game.
They're now 3-for-10 from the first stripe, and that's not counting the two second halves of 1-and-1s they didn't even get.
Second free throw is good. So 7 points in the game for Kim Ball, makes it 32-20, an 8-point silver streak lead. 3:45 to go, second quarter. On the right side, Sammy Thompson. Back up top now to Boydston. Here's Lexi Daniels with a 3-pointer from the left corner. No good. Rebound, Florine right back up. No, but she's going to be fouled.
Yeah, good job that time by Shaylee. She had good positioning. Once she got the ball, she went right back up with it. And that's an important thing. It's sometimes tough to teach post players. She got that ball high, she kept it high, and she went right back up with it. Didn't take any pause or anything that would allow the defensive players to get to the basketball. She hits the first free throw. That's five in a row now for her.
Kim Ball made the foul. Ninth team foul. Florine makes them both. 12 points in the game for Shaylee Florine. Kelso will go out. Casey Williams in. So it's Florine along with Williams, Lexi Daniels, Sammy Thompson, and Kaylin Boydston. Backcourt pressure now. They want to trap the ball at center court. Instead, Metamora gets it up court. DeLuca now on the left side dribble. She's tied up by Boydston. We'll get a jump ball. It'll be Metamora's ball on the alternating possession.
Well, it definitely seems like DeLuca has a problem transitioning between dribbling and then holding up, because right there, right when she stopped her dribble, she stopped it in the middle of a double team and then kind of spun around without being able to see that there was a third player coming and just kind of held the ball out there.
DeLuca has the ball foul line left. She gets it back out to Miller. Miller drives the paint. Yeah. We'll get a jump ball, held ball here, And this time it'll be Galesburg's ball. They only have one field goal in the second quarter.
That's what I thought. And a good play right there by Sammy Thompson. She got her hand on the ball once the jump shot went up and the player couldn't get the shot off.
Back come the Streaks now into the front court. Sammy Thompson gets it to Florine, who's high on the right side. Now to Boydston. Now down to Thompson. Thompson holds the ball over her head. It was tipped away but picked up by Boydston of Galesburg. And she'll reset the offense with 2:59 to go here in the second quarter. She was bumped and now got the ball to Sammy Thompson. It was tipped. It's going to go out of bounds. They'll give it to Galesburg.
Sammy's got a hustle after that basketball, though. She kind of just gave up on the play. Lucky for her, Hartnett was the last player to hit that one.
It'll be triggered in bounds now by Sabrina Clay's going to come back in, Eric.
Ooh.
With the three fouls.
That's an interesting decision. I guess Coach Massey has told her, you know, stay out of. Well, she's back out as Madison Ross is in the game.
Yeah, she went out.
Did she play a play?
No.
I don't think she can come out of the basketball game.
Boydston has it now as we resume play. She had the ball tipped away by DeLuca, but got it back. Now it is stolen away. Here's a fast break ahead to Heather Miller. All the way down, she'll put it up and through. Miller has 3 points all in the second quarter. Makes it 34-22. The Streaks by 12. 2:30 to go here in the half. And now we're going to get all over and back as it was tipped away by DeLuca. DeLuca just got a hand on it. Boydston was straddling the center court line. It's an over and back call, and the Streaks turn it over.
Well, and that's a tough play right there for Kaylin Boydston, but she's got to be a little bit more aggressive getting across that half court stripe.
Metamora will have it at center court right in front of the scorer's table. It comes into Heather DeLuca. DeLuca on the left-handed dribble stop wanted to take the shot, but Florine was there. It was picked up. We're going to get a travel here against Kim Ball as she was trying to drive to the basket, but one of the Streak defenders got a hand on the basketball and forced the travel.
Jim, I feel like the second quarter is taking all night to
play.
Long
time, isn't it? It's like that fourth quarter against the Illini West. That was forever. Raina Gully on the right side. Back up to Madison Ross. Back to Gully. And we'll get a whistle and a foul called here against Heather DeLuca.
That's her third. So some foul trouble for both teams. Right now, some big-time foul trouble for Metamora. DeLuca with three. Ronell with two. You've also got Hartnett with two. And you have Miller with two.
Here's Raina Gully at the line trying to get her first varsity basket, first varsity point, and she missed it. I jinxed her.
Yeah, you did.
5'5 freshman.
She knew what was at stake there. Into the game is Corinne Kern for the Redbirds, as well as Kelly Steele back in.
Free throw's good. There it is. Raina Gully's first point as a varsity player at Galesburg High School. She's a 5'5 freshman. Makes it 35-22. Back into the front court comes Metamora. Haley Miller had trouble with it on the right corner. Gets it back out to Ronell. Peyton Ronell now on the left side. With the ball is Kerr. Kerr now tried to get it down to Steele. Steele had it. Now it's tipped away by Gully outside. It's going to be Metamora's ball.
Well, good job right there by Gully. She was able to jump the passing lane. Unfortunately, just was not able to keep that ball in bounds.
It'll be triggered in bounds by Haley Miller on the near side. Miller, a bounce pass in, got it inbounds to DeLuca, or I should say to Corrine Kern. Now back up top to Ronell. Ronell tried to get a pass in the left corner. I don't think anybody touched that. It went out of bounds. It'll be Galesburg's ball as Metamora turns it over. Minute 39 to go, second quarter, 35-22 Silver Streaks.
13 turnovers now for the Redbirds, really helping the Streaks build this lead. Oh, geez.
Now bad pass by Gully, but Williams was able to pick it up for Galesburg. Now Williams is going to be tied up. We'll get a held ball here as Williams was tied up by Corrine Kern. It'll be Metamora's ball.
Well, just some sloppy play right there for the Streaks. Raina Gully's got to know that Shaylee Florine doesn't want that ball out by the volleyball spike line, so there's no reason to pass it to her there. And then when Casey gets the ball, she's got to be in that three-point stance there and hold that ball under her chin. Unfortunately, she just held it out there, so it was easy to tie her up.
Here's Ronald on the dribble. Works the right side against Williams. All the way to the basketball was partially blocked. Picked up by Thompson. By Sammy Thompson, and now we'll get a whistle and a foul call. Going to be against Metamora. They'll get Peyton Ronell, her third. At the free throw line for the Streaks is going to be Sammy Thompson for Galesburg. She's a 5'7 sophomore. She'll shoot two free throws here. She has 2 points in the ballgame.
Well, Jim, you talked earlier about the lack of depth for this Metamora team, and it's going to really get tested here. Is that now they have two players with three fouls and two players with two fouls. Coach Gardner having to shuffle people in and out just to try to conserve fouls here.
It's like when we saw Chicago Hope with four players down at ISU.
And they still gave us a game.
Yeah. Thompson misses the first, makes the second, 36-22 Galesburg. Back comes Kern into the front court. Back up top to Heather DeLuca for Metamora. DeLuca against Gully, drives all the way down, shovels it off right corner to Kern. Kern now comes back, the give and go, try to get it inside to steal. It was tipped away, stolen by Gully. Back come the streaks now right to left. Ahead to Casey Williams. Williams now drives the foul line, shoveled it off on the right side to Daniels to Thompson. Thompson had the wide open three, didn't take it. Instead, we'll give it to Gully, and Reyna will set the offense for the Streaks. Now to Madison Ross. Bounce pass to Williams. Williams wanted to drive. Instead, pops it back out to Daniels. Daniels with the ball over her head, now to Gully. With 34 seconds to go, second quarter. Reyna Gully now drives the right side all the way to the basket, puts it up and through.
Now her first field goal of her varsity career.
Reyna Gully has three. 38-22 Streaks. Back comes DeLuca now for Metamora. Up top to Hartnett. Hartnett on the left side picks up her dribble, now still holding the ball, still holding the ball, still holding the ball. Bounce pass, and we will get the 5-second call finally.
Yeah, I'm telling you, we need that guy that was counting.
Gary Tissue, the pride of Milan.
12.4 left to go. Streaks with a 16-point advantage right before the half here. Let's see what they run.
Kelso now looks over at the bench to Evan Massey to get the play to Thompson. Now to Ross. Right side Daniels with 4 seconds to go. Kelso wide open three up top around no good. And that's the end of the first half with the score. It's Galesburg 38, Metamora 22. You're listening to Silver Streak Girls Basketball on WGIL and on WGIL.com.
You look white as a sheet.
Whiter than normal.
I'm driving to work like usual, and it was like it jumped right out of the ditch. Look at this. My hands are still shaking.
Why don't you sit down for a minute and calm down?
It's Patsy and Michelle from Bates Collision Center. I know we talk about this every year, but when it happens to you, it really rattles you.
Every year, deer collisions are the cause of thousands of car accidents.
And that's why it's so important to be alert and know what to do if you come head-to-head with one.
Slow down whenever you see a deer crossing sign. That way, you'll have more time to avoid a deer if you spot one.
Drive so that you're able to stop within the space of your headlights. Scan the side of the roads for movement, flashes of eyes or body shapes, and of course, always wear your seatbelt.
With hunting season and the fact that it's their rut season, we need all the help we can get to avoid a collision with one of these horny little devils.
What did you say?
What? Deer have horns.
Sheesh.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision.
Somebody's got their mind in the gutter today.
Out of collision. You say Black Friday. Gale Credit Union says Black Monday. This Monday morning, rates for auto loans start as low as 1.5% starting at 7. Or consolidate bills and pay off high credit cards with a personal loan starting as low as 4.5% at 7 Monday morning. So get there early for your Gale Credit Union pre-Black Friday loan. Must be a member to qualify with a credit score of 640 or higher. Check galecu.net for details. Gale Credit Union, corner of Henderson and Low C, Galesburg.
There's a lot to buying a house besides the purchasing process. Protecting your home and your possessions is very important. Craddy Insurance, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg, will explain your coverages to you and make sure they provide the peace of mind you desire. We can also review your current policy to make sure you're not paying too much. So to review your policy or get a home insurance quote from Rockford Mutual, call me, Mark Craddy, today at Craddy Insurance on North Henderson Street in Galesburg.
Good luck, Silver Streaks, from the all-new Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall. Stop in and check out the new 2014 Nissans, the most innovative and exciting cars available today. Over 150 to choose from at Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall.
Silver Streaks Girls Basketball and WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg and by Rob Williams, State Farm Agent in the 4L Plaza in Galesburg for all your insurance and financial services needs. Proud to bring you GHS Girls Basketball on WGIL.
WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball continues with the Silver Streaks Halftime Report on Galesburg Radio 14.
Our halftime scoreboard brought to you by Craddy Insurance, one office for all your insurance needs. That's Craddy Insurance. At the half, it's Galesburg 38, Metamora 22. Jim Wyman, Eric Gibson with you on WGIL. Let's run down the scoring in this game, and then we'll get to Eric with the rest of the stats. First of all, for Metamora, they're led in scoring by Kim Ball, the 5'10 senior. She has 7 points in the ballgame. 4 points for Quinn Matthews. She's their off guard. Their forward, Peyton Ronell, came off the bench and scored 4. 3 points for Kara Hartnett. Heather DeLuca has 1. And 3 points for Haley Miller, their guard forward. For the Silver Streaks, they're led in scoring by Shaylee Florine, the 6'1 sophomore center. She has 12 points in the game, but I guess more importantly, she has 3 fouls, as does Sabrina Clay. Clay has 6 points. She's second in scoring for the Streaks in the first half. 5 points in the first half for Casey Williams with a three-pointer and a field goal. 3 points in the first half for Kaylin Boydston, all from the free throw line. 3 points for Raina Gully, the freshman, getting her first varsity points. Lexi Daniels has 3 on a three-pointer. 3 points for Sammy Thompson with a field goal and a free throw. And Haley Kelso has a basket and a free throw for 3 points in the first half. It was 22-21. It was, I should say, 21-15 Galesburg at the end of the first quarter. The Streaks outscoring the Lady Redbirds 17-7 in the second quarter to lead it 38-22 at the half. We mentioned the foul trouble. Heather DeLuca with 3. Peyton Ronell with 3 for Metamora. Kara Hartnett along with Haley Miller have 2. For the Streaks, it's Sabrina Clay with 3. Shaylee Florine with 3. Haley Kelso with 2. Madison Ross with 2. Casey Williams and Sammy Thompson have 1 apiece. Our halftime stats brought to you by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home but not miserable when you get the bill. Let's go over now to Eric Gibson. He has some more halftime stats.
Well, the big thing for the Streaks was they needed to limit their turnovers. That's one of the things we talked about before the game, Jim. And right now, a decent job. They've turned it over 9 times, but they've forced 15, so plus 6 there. Rebounding, we're not seeing as dominant of a rebounding game as we saw last game. They do have more. They're plus 5 on Metamora. 11 rebounds for Metamora, 6 of those offensive. Streaks with 16 total rebounds, 7 offensive. Shooting numbers for Metamora have been kind of rough. They're shooting 45% from the field as they're 9 for 20. No three-pointers attempted. Free throw line, the Streaks are 4 of 11, or excuse me, the Metamora Redbirds are 4 of 11, and that's kind of where they've kind of shot themselves in the foot. They're down 16 here, and they've left 7 points of missed free throws plus 2 more on one-and-ones that they didn't get to. Streaks on the other side of things, they've been shooting it pretty well, 10 of 19 from inside the arc. You can't argue with that. Some good performances by the Streaks, including Shaylee Florine, who's 3 of 4. 2 of 9 from deep, and 12 of 15 from the free throw line. So we should saw them shoot the ball. The Streaks shoot the ball pretty good in the first half from the free throw line last game, but they ended up fizzling there in the second half. We'll have to see how that transpires here.
The earlier game tonight was won by East Peoria, as East Peoria defeated Rock Island Alleman 54-37. In the games on Tuesday night, Dunlap beat Alleman 52-46, so Alleman is 0-2 on the season. You probably know that Galesburg lost to Illini West 64-61 on Tuesday night. The other game saw Springfield beat Metamora 83-34. East Peoria has a nice team. We play them tomorrow night. They beat Peoria Christian 54-36. And United Township over Knoxville 50-42. Tonight, in addition to this game, Knoxville and Illini West are playing at Knoxville, and Dunlap and Peoria Christian are playing at Dunlap. Now, tomorrow night, there's 2 games here at Thiel Gym. The Alleman Pioneers will play against Freeport at 7 o'clock tomorrow night, and then we have the late game tomorrow night, our game at 8:30, as the Silver Streaks will take on East Peoria.
Are you going to still be up for that one?
No.
That's a late start. I can't remember last. I mean, we've started at 8 before, but 8:30. Coach Mancy's really testing us.
That will be late. What time are you out the door in the morning?
Oh, I get out the door. I try to get out the door between 7 and 7:30.
Because I'm out the door usually about 6:15.
There you go.
So you're right. I may fall asleep tomorrow night. Then on Saturday night, we have the early game, the last game. It'll be Galesburg against Springfield. The Senators on Tuesday night, as we said, defeated this team from Metamora 83-34. And Massey was telling me before the game that Galesburg lost it by 20 to him in the summer league, and he thought that things were going pretty well, and then he realized that two of Springfield's best players were playing AAU ball. So that was something. We'll take a break and come back with the second half. It's Galesburg 38 and Metamora 22. You're listening to Silver Street Girls Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
The 30th annual fundraiser to benefit the Galesburg Rescue Mission and Women's Shelter is coming up this weekend. Hi, I'm Dave Scholl, encouraging you to listen for our Harvest Time Share-a-thon this Saturday from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. here on WGIL. Your generosity, combined with the pledges from others in the Galesburg area, can help us reach our goal of $45,000 again this year. Please join us Saturday here on WGIL.
Forget the halls. Deck your garage with a brand new Dodge from Yem in Galesburg. It's Yem's Big Finish 2013, where you'll find great year-end deals on every new Dodge in stock. Come out for a test drive and you'll agree that Yem will beat any Dodge deal, any Dodge time, any Dodge day. Like $2,000 off a new 2013 Dodge Journey, nearly $2,100 off a new 2014 Dodge Caravan. You'll save over $2,800 off a new 2013 Dodge Dart and $4,300 off a new 2013 Dodge Charger. If you're looking for a Ram truck, now's the time to buy, because Yem's knocked off over $5,800 off a 2013 Ram 1500 Quad Cab. Or you can buy this new 2013 Ram 1500 Crew Cab and you'll save nearly $7,600. Yem will beat any Dodge deal, any Dodge time, any Dodge day. So before you start decorating the house, why not deck your garage with a brand new Dodge from Yem? Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, Ram. North Henderson, Galesburg.
It's the day before Christmas in Holly, Minnesota. But for Hilda, the manager of the town's railway station, the holiday season is anything but merry. Can she be convinced of the true wonder of the season? Hop aboard Prairie Players' production of the Christmas Express and find out. Tonight, tomorrow, and Saturday night at 7:30 and Sunday at 3:30. At First Lutheran Church on East Water Street in Galesburg. Purchase tickets at the door or call 343-7728 for discounted seats for groups of five or more. Prairie Players, the Christmas Express is made possible through Tompkins State Bank and the Illinois Arts Council.
The official WGIL forecast, areas of fog overnight, occasional showers this evening, and a chance of rain mixed with snow after midnight, below near 34. Cloudy tomorrow, a slight chance of rain or snow in the morning, and an afternoon high of 42 degrees. Clear and colder tomorrow night, down to 19. On the weekend, sunny, windy, and 28 Saturday afternoon. Clear and down to about 10 above Saturday night. Right now, it is 42 at Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Ball to start the second half. Kaylin Boydston put up a three, no good. Then Kim Ball came back, put one up underneath for Metamora, no good. Now Kelso with the three, and it's good.
There she goes. She just broke that 1-for-4 slump, or 0-for-4 in the game that she was at.
So Haley Kelso with the three-pointer. 41-22 Silver Streaks. Back on the attack now comes Metamora. Heather DeLuca for the Lady Redbirds. Got the ball inside, but unable to control was Kim Ball. It's picked up by Kelso. Out to Williams. Casey all the way down. Tried to get a bounce pass to Sabrina Clay. Will get a kick called against Metamora, and Galesburg will have it underneath their own basket.
16th turnover of the game for the Redbirds.
Galesburg has their original starting five of Boydston, Williams, Kelso, Clay, and Florine. Comes into Clay, and Clay on the inbounds pass will put it up and through. Sabrina Clay has 8 points. 43-22 in favor of the Streaks. Now almost tipped away by Williams in front of the Galesburg bench. The ball went out of bounds as Metamora was trying to get it to Haley Miller. It'll be Metamora's ball right in front of Evan Massey on the Galesburg bench.
So the Streaks get this lead out up over 20 now. We'll see if the Streaks can kind of put the finishing touches on this one early.
Heather DeLuca back into the front court for the Lady Redbirds. In the paint, here's the left-handed jumper up by Kelso. Steele, no good. The rebound controlled by Boydston. Ahead on the right side to Kelso. Cross-court pass, Williams. Wide open three-pointer. No! It went all the way down. Rebound, Florine, right back up and through.
She does. She has great court vision. She can see where that ball's going to come out. She comes off. gets herself in position to get that rebound and putback.
Florine almost tipped it away. Metamora wanted a foul as she got the block on Quinn Matthews' layup. They're going to call it Metamora's ball. She almost got her fourth there, Eric.
Yes, the third. But, yes, she
third.
Did.
No, she has three, doesn't she?
No, she's she's just sitting at two. Sabrina has a three.
Two. Okay. It triggered inbounds now in the front court to Corrine Kern. Back out now to Quinn Matthews. Here on the near side to Kern. Kern now on the dribble at the foul line. Going to be picked up and stolen now by Florine. Back comes Galesburg now left to right. Ahead to Williams. Williams on the left wing. Pops it back out to Kelso. Wide open three, no good. The rebound in the lane. Fought for on the floor. Clay has it. Now she tried to get it back out to Boydston, but the ball was tipped out of bounds off of Boydston, and it's going to be Metamora's ball.
Well, good job by Sabrina Clay there, getting positioned underneath the basket to grab that rebound. We're going to get a timeout, a full timeout.
5:52 to go in the third quarter. It's Galesburg 45, Metamora 22. You're listening to Silver Street Girls Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
I'm News Director Will Stevenson. If you see news happening or want us to report on a story, tell us about it 24/7 by emailing news@wgil.com.
We're back. Jim Wyman along with Eric Gibson, WGIL Galesburg, as we cross the 8 o'clock hour. Glad you're with us this evening for high school girls basketball. We'll be back with you tomorrow night. Well, tomorrow night we're going to have the early game, or the late game tomorrow night. It'll be Galesburg and East Peoria, the early game on Saturday, Galesburg and Springfield at 6:30. So 8:30 tomorrow night against East Peoria. That should be a great game. And then 6:30 against Springfield on Saturday. It'll be a Metamora's ball after the timeout. It'll be Kara Hartnett who's going to trigger it in for Metamora in the backcourt. On the near side, she gets the ball into Peyton Ronald, who's come into the game for Riley Gardner's Lady Redbirds. On the right side now to DeLuca. DeLuca double-teamed, spins on the dribble, high right wing, gets a bounce pass. Now driving inside of the basket, spinning around as Hartnett puts it up, and we'll get a whistle and a foul called.
It'll be interesting to see who this goes on because both Clay and Florine were in there.
It's going to be Clay.
That's her fourth.
That's her fourth, the first team foul. Going to the free throw line will be Kara Hartnett. She'll shoot two. Left-hander, and this one's good. She has 4 points in the game. Madison Ross will come in. Sabrina Clay out for the Silver Streaks. One more free throw for Hartnett. It's 45-23 Galesburg with a 22-point lead. Second free throw drops around the iron and drops through. Back comes Boydston now for the Streaks. Center court, she's picked up at center court by Ronald. Back out to Florine. They'll work around the three-point line. Now on the left side, Casey Williams. She drives the paint, had the ball tipped away by DeLuca, and Galesburg turns it over. Back comes Metamora. We'll get a travel on Quinn Matthews at center court. She hesitated just a moment as she was trying to get the pass to Ronald.
Yeah, she just couldn't grab the handles on it. So then when she went for the pass, she had to take an extra step.
Casey Williams now inbounds it to Boydston. Kaylin Boydston to Florine. Florine will take the jumper. No, no good. The rebound controlled by Kim Ball underneath for Metamora. Back come the Lady Redbirds. Down now to Ronald. Ronald in the paint will put it up and it'll drop through. Peyton Ronald has 6 points. 45-26 Metamora. Or Galesburg with the lead. Back comes Madison Ross. Right side now to Williams. Williams back up top to Kelso. Left side now, three-point shot by Boydston, no good. The rebound fought for underneath and pulled out by Quinn Matthews of Metamora. Now the Redbirds will come on the attack right to left. To DeLuca. Heather DeLuca comes down court. She's still on the dribble. Guarded by Boydston. Shoveled the ball off to Hartnett. Hartnett drives the paint, but we'll get a whistle here. And a foul is going to be called.
On Boydston, she reached in when Hartnett tried to go to the rim. I don't know why Madison Ross bit on that fake by Hartnett. I don't think she shot a jumper all game. And Ross jumped out of her shoes once she saw her fake the shot. So a small lineup on the floor right now for the Silver Streaks. They're out there with Lexi Daniels, goalie, Sammy Thompson, Kelso, and Madison Ross.
Comes in underneath. The shot was, the ball was tipped away, but then was picked up by Hartnett, who put it up. No good, and we'll get a whistle, and a foul is going to be called here, and it'll be whistled against Sammy Thompson, her second, the third team foul against the Silver Streaks, and Kara Hartnett will shoot two.
She's three for five
three
now
for five.
After missing one, two of her first three, and there's a miss.
We jinxed her.
Good deal. Three of six now from the line.
One more for the 5'9 senior. It's 45-26 Galesburg. Second one in the air, and this one's good. 6 points for Kara Hartnett. Back comes Raina Gully for Galesburg, left to right. Gully, left side Madison Ross. Back out to Sammy Thompson. Now to Gully, to Lexi Daniels, who dribbles down the left side. She pops it back out to Thompson, now to Gully, with 4:07 to go third quarter. Left side now to Daniels, gets a pick from Thompson, back out to Ross, now to Gully. Gully left-handed dribble towards the paint, wide open for Sammy Thompson. She'll take the three, no good, but a whistle and a foul call.
Now the question is, was this on the shot or was this afterwards? Is she going to get ball out of bounds, or are they going to give her a three? Ball out of bounds. They're going to say that she was hit by ball after the shot. That's a second on ball.
First team foul against Metamora. It'll be Galesburg's ball in front of the Silver Streak bench. Lexi Daniels, the 5'5 sophomore for Galesburg, will throw it in to Raina Gully. Gully, the freshman, now to Sammy Thompson. Thompson, the left-handed dribble, now comes back outside. Gives it to Madison Ross. Ross with 3:45 to go third quarter. Now to Haley Kelso. Kelso with the pull-up jumper, no. The rebound underneath is controlled by Metamora's Hartnett. Outlet pass now ahead to Ronelt, or I should say to Miller. And Miller lost the ball out of bounds, but they say it went off one of the streaks.
Casey Williams is going to come back in the game here for the Silver Streaks. She's going to replace Haley Kelso, and we're going to see Shaylee Florine into the game, and she's going to replace Madison Ross. Florine in that first half, 12 points, 5 rebounds.
It'll be triggered inbounds underneath the Metamora basket. It comes into Haley Miller. Miller high on the right side on the dribble. Pops the ball back out to Peyton Ronelt. Now on the near side, Heather DeLuca. Stolen away and picked off by Gully. Gully for Galesburg. Brings it out with a left-handed dribble over center court. Gully looking. Gets it to Casey Williams. Williams on the left side. Spins. Wide open three-pointer. Off the glass and through.
She banked that one in from the side.
8 points in the game for Casey Williams. Second three-pointer. 48-27 Silver Streaks. 3 minutes to go, third quarter. And now we'll get a whistle here.
It's going to be an illegal screen on Kim Ball.
And Ball will pick up her third, second team foul. Galesburg Ball with 2:58 to go, third quarter. They lead it by 21, 48-27. It's Williams along with Raina Gully, Sammy Thompson, Lexi Daniels, and Shaylee Florine for the Streaks. This is Thompson, top of the key. Thought about it. Instead to Williams, who drives the baseline, puts the running jumper up, no good. And we'll get a whistle. Ball goes out of bounds. They say it went off of Metamora.
I think Hartnett was the one that got her hands on it. She just couldn't reel in the rebound.
Comes into Williams, this time on the right wing. Now back to Daniels, to Williams. Top of the key, Raina Gully, the freshman on the dribble. Bounce pass now, got the ball to Thompson. Thompson will take the three, no. The rebound in the paint is pulled off by Metamora and Haley Miller. Miller, the outlet pass to Kerr. Now down, here's the drive to the hoop, up and through by Kara Hartnett.
I think Shaylee got her hands on that ball too, but Hartnett had a good job taking it strong and is still able to get it up and off the glass.
Hartnett has eight, 48-29 Streaks. Top of the key now, Daniels to Williams. Casey will take the three-pointer left wing short. The rebound in the lane pulled down by Quinn Matthews, but we'll get a whistle here and a foul call.
Well, this is going to go off against Sammy Thompson for over the back, and she may have done it, but the official that actually made the call had a terrible view. He was standing right behind the play.
That's the third on Sammy Thompson, the fourth team foul against the Streaks. Metamora ball, some pressure in the backcourt by Galesburg as Heather DeLuca brings it over the center court line.
Travel.
And she will know we're going to get a foul, a push.
Boydston's going to call for A little too much contact when she was bringing the ball up the floor. That's the fifth foul of the half on the streaks.
Second on Kaylin Boydston. It'll be triggered inbounds under the Metamora basket by 5'11 sophomore Heather DeLuca for the Lady Redbirds. She's looking, still looking. Got the pass into Kim Ball, but it was tipped away and picked up by Florine to Boydston. Ahead to Kelso. Kelso right side takes the three. Yes! Haley Kelso with 9 points in the game. Back on the attack comes Metamora now. Down court to DeLuca. Underneath the shot up, no good by Ball. Fought for on the rebound. We'll get a held ball, and it'll be Metamora's ball on the alternating possession.
Well, good job by Ball right there. She got into a little bit of a fight with Shaylee Florine, which Hartnett's having a nice little laugh about. And in trying to pull it away, Ball ends up on the floor, and now she goes to the bench. She looks a little gassed from all of her battles inside, I guess.
It'll be triggered inbounds now by Heather DeLuca for Metamora. She comes to the near side to Hartnett, who will take the 18-footer air ball. The rebound, though, picked up by DeLuca. DeLuca now tried to get it outside and did to Quinn Matthews. Now near side. Here's Hartnett again. Drives that basket. Left-handed layup. Good.
What did I say earlier about Hartnett not being able to shoot jump shots? And then Shaylee Florine, after watching her air ball one, jumps out at her and lets Hartnett go right by her.
Florine now has it for the streaks to Thompson. Back up top to Boydston. Now to Kelso. That's her favorite spot, just to the right of the key. And we'll get a whistle here, as too tight on her was Peyton Ronelt, and that'll be her fourth.
Yeah, foul troubles continue, and now back into the game is going to be Haley Miller. She's going to get Ronelt out of there. Minute 8 left to go here in the third quarter. Streaks with a 20-point advantage, 51-31.
Casey Williams will throw it in to Kelso. Haley Kelso for Galesburg. Alley-oop pass inside to Florine. Florine got hit, and we'll get a foul called against Kara Hartnett. That'll be her third, the fourth team foul. And Shaylee Florine, the 6'1 sophomore, who has 14 points in the game tonight for the Silver Streaks, will go to the line and shoot two. I'm not going to jinx her.
I was going to say
it. You were going to say it. I'm not going to say it. You paused, and I was going to say it, and I paused.
7 free throws made in the game for number 54.
Shaylee Florine, one more.
No.
We did it. We jinxed her, and she missed it after making 7 in a row. 52-31 streaks. Here comes Metamora now. There's a pass, unable to control it, as Haley Miller, it goes out of bounds, and Metamora turns it over. The streaks will have it back with 55 seconds to go in the third quarter and a 21-point lead for Galesburg. Here comes Kaylin Boydston now for the streaks. Comes over the center court line, picked up by Heather DeLuca. Now pops it to Florine. Florine moving and puts it up and through.
Just automatic inside there. She's taken 7 shots from the field. She's hit 5 of them.
54-31 in favor of the streaks. Back on the attack, Heather DeLuca now for Metamora. Ball almost tipped away by Kelso, but picked up underneath by Ball. Now popped back out to Quinn Matthews, and we'll get a whistle and...
Oh, geez.
Somebody's hurt.
Yeah, I didn't
see it. Somebody went off. I didn't see it either.
I think it might be Kelso went flying through the bench area, and she's on the ground in front of the bleachers. The officials called the timeout based on the injury. Riley Gardner ran over to try to help. It looks like...
Did she hit her head?
Yeah, I couldn't tell.
The I didn't see it.
Yeah, I'll be honest with you. I don't know what happened, because we were following the ball. She must have tried to get a steal and tried to jump a passing lane, went into the bench area. But she's definitely upset.
Is it Kelso?
I think it is, because I don't see Kelso on the bench, and she would be the only other one. It's got to be Haley. Yep.
So the trainer is going to come over and take a look. And now Massey is down on his knees next to her. This looks pretty serious. Now she is moving around. We see her head come up. Now she asks for somebody to help her up, and it is Haley Kelso. And now she's up on her feet. Looks like she's all right. Boy, for a minute there, you wondered.
Well, she definitely needs to go sit down, regardless of anything else, just to make sure that she doesn't have a concussion or anything like that.
We saw those concussions, last year, right?
Yeah, they'll probably have to put her through the testing if she did indeed hit her head.
Mike Rux and Jay Barsinger, along with Andy Allison on the bench, the assistant coaches for the Silver Streaks. And the trainer is going to take a look at Haley Kelso.
Well,
now Massey's sitting next to her, and he's talking to her. So it'll be Metamora's ball, 54-31 with 25.8 seconds to go third quarter. Triggered inbounds by Miller. She gets it to DeLuca. DeLuca on the dribble up top, got a pick, then shovels it off to Hartnett. Hartnett outside the key. She dribbles back between the rings. Now got it to DeLuca. DeLuca's going to drive all the way down. Went up against Florine, and Florine batted it away. Picked up by Casey Williams. Outlet pass to Boydston. Boydston ahead on the right side. Lexi Daniels. She'll take the three. No. The rebound, Florine couldn't control it. Went out of bounds off her hand. It's going to be Metamora's ball.
Well, Coach Gardner very upset right there that there was no call for the foul on Shaylee swinging her arm down like a hammer, and she's probably right on cue there because I was thinking the same thing, that there probably could have been a foul.
That's the end of the third quarter with a score. It's Galesburg 54, Metamora 31. You're listening to Silver Streaks Girls Basketball on WGIL and on WGIL.com.
I wear slippers. I think they're comfortable. And because they slip on so quickly, they're slippers, I can get to McDonald's to enjoy the dollar menu at breakfast. I can get a cup of freshly brewed premium roast coffee, a savory sausage burrito, maybe a sausage McMuffin, who knows? Two things for sure, though. I can count on getting them for just a dollar. And I'll be wearing slippers.
Every day, as always, there's a lot to love for a little on McDonald's dollar menu at participating McDonald's.
A lot of daily repetitive motion can lead to loss of range of motion, causing you pain. Sarah Haynes, physical therapist for OSF St. Mary Medical Center, specializes in exercise to help relieve back pain.
The McKenzie Method is a self-treatment program. So the patient is given exercises and postural correction and basically taught how to treat their own problem. And usually if they follow through with a maintenance program that can take just 2 or 3 minutes a day, they can significantly reduce their pain.
OSF St. Mary Medical Center, all together better.
The 30th Annual Harvest Time Share-a-thon comes up this Saturday here on WGIL. Join us starting at 7 o'clock Saturday morning as we help to raise funds for the Galesburg Rescue Mission here on Galesburg Radio 14.
Jim Wyman, Eric Gibson back on WGIL as we start the fourth quarter, 54-31 streaks as they lead Metamora. Galesburg will have the ball, left side Boydston. Sabrina Clay's back in the game. The ball almost went out of bounds. She saved it into Florine in the paint. Florine will put it up, no good. The rebound, Clay. Clay pops it out to Kelso. She'll take the three-pointer, no. The rebound controlled underneath by Metamora and picked up by Haley Miller of the Redbirds. Back on the attack comes Metamora. Into the front court, this is Heather DeLuca. Near side to Quinn Matthews now. Matthews against Clay. Back up to DeLuca. Now they'll try the right side. With the ball is Haley Miller. Miller now got it down to Steele, but it was tipped away and picked off by Casey Williams. Back comes Galesburg left to right. Kelso, bounce pass to Boydston. Back to Kelso. She'll put it up in the lane. Good.
Can't be too hazy if she's not running all over the floor like that.
Looked good that time, didn't she? 11 points for Haley Kelso. Back comes Metamora. Into the front court, Miller. She'll drive all the way to the basket. Puts it up, no good. The rebound, no control by Quinn Matthews. She'll pop it out to Hartnett, who puts the shot up, no good. The rebound's going to come all the way out to Boydston. Ahead on the fast break now to Kelso. Kelso will put it up, no. The rebound underneath, controlled by Metamora and pulled off by Hartnett, and we'll get a whistle and a foul called.
And this one's going to go against Kelso, I believe.
So Kelso is going to pick up the personal, her third. That'll be the sixth team foul against the Silver Streaks.
One more, and Metamora will be going for the 1-1.
It'll be Kara Hartnett who will trigger it in the backcourt. They'll get some backcourt pressure from Boydston. It comes in the backcourt to Heather DeLuca. DeLuca for the Lady Redbirds from Metamora. Now to Hartnett. Hartnett will take the pull-up 14-footer, no good. The rebound control fought for and picked up by Metamora. Bounce pass underneath, wide open shot up, no good by Ball. The rebound this time, Florine for the Streaks. Back comes Galesburg left to right. This is Boydston over the timeline. Now to Shaylee Florine. Left side, here's the three-point shot. Good!
Wow!
By Katie Lingenfelter.
Comes in the game and right away gets the first points of the season for herself.
And the fans love it. Back on the attack comes Metamora. Shot up, no good. The rebound controlled by Matthews. Quinn Matthews gets it back up top. Now to DeLuca. DeLuca on the right side. Now down to Ball. Ball, foul, just a foul line, takes the 18-footer in and out, no good. Rebound Sabrina Clay for the Streaks. Outlet pass to Boydston. Boydston brings it all the way down on the dribble. Now tried to go underneath to Florine. The ball's going to go out of bounds, though. Lingenfelter couldn't get there. And it'll go out of bounds. It'll be Metamora's ball. Katie Lingenfelter, the 5'5 senior with the three-pointer. That's what you got to do when you come off the bench. Pop that ball.
And now we're going to see Macy Steck come into the game.
Macy's a 5'4 junior. Raina Gully said getting set to come back in. Back comes Metamora. 5:52 to go in the ballgame. 59-31 Silver Streaks. Now Peyton Ronelt has it at center court. High post gets it down to Hartnett. Hartnett pops it out on the left wing to Haley Miller. Back now to Hartnett. Hartnett back on the left side. Here's Miller with the jumper off the glass and through. Ooh. Haley Miller has five.
Well, that's the first three-pointer of the game. That's actually six now for
That was a three.
Yeah, first attempted, and she banks it in.
Boydston now has it between the circles. Now to Madison Ross, back to Boydston. She'll take the 14-footer, no good. It's going to be tipped out of bounds off of Hartnett. It's going to be Galesburg's ball.
Alyssa Carl also in the game for the Silver Streaks. This is her first action of the season.
Boydston's going to go out Gully in. Alyssa Carl's a 5'7 junior, comes into Raina Gully. Gully now with the ball. Gets it back up top to Steck. Macy Steck, right side. Now Steck has it again up top to Gully. Lazy pass was tipped out of bounds by Peyton Ronell to Metamora. It'll still be Galesburg's ball. Right in front of the Galesburg bench. It'll be triggered in bounds by Katie Lingenfelter into Gully with 5 minutes to go in the ballgame. Gully now back up top, now on the left side. Here's the three-pointer. Macy Steck, nothing but net.
Macy Steck with her first varsity basket.
62-34 Streaks. Back on the attack comes Metamora. Peyton Ronelt now between the circles. Comes on the near side. Tried to get it to DeLuca, but DeLuca stepped on the sideline out of bounds. It'll be Galesburg's ball on the turnover. Looks like Megan Gugliotta is going to come into the game.
Yes, she will. Emily Weaver into the game.
So we're seeing a lot of new faces tonight. We're going to get a timeout called. That's a full timeout with 4:36 to go in this one. It's Galesburg 62, Metamora 34. You're listening to Silver Streak Scrolls Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
For the baseball enthusiast who appreciates the process of breaking in a genuine leather Rawlings glove. For the football fanatic that understands the importance of having an authentic Riddell helmet between you and the other guy. And for the volleyball player who will only practice with a Wilson ball because she insists it sounds different, louder, when she spikes it on her opponent. Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee has brands that true athletes insist on for a reason. Find them all under one roof at Breedlove's in downtown Kewaunee.
Stay in touch with Galesburg wherever you go and anytime you're online. Just log on to WGIL.com.
Galesburg's ball after the timeout. Alyssa Carl has it. Now she turns it over in the backcourt. Now tries to get it back and does. Alyssa Carl gets it to Macy Steck. And now we're going to have a whistle and a foul called here as the ball was picked up by Galesburg's Emily Weaver. And we'll get a whistle and a foul called against Kara Hartnett of Metamora, her fourth, the 15th foul. And it'll be Galesburg's ball again against this Metamora pressure.
Well, it's interesting that Coach Gardner decides to put the press on after the Streaks empty their bench. And I'm sure that's what Coach Massey's going to talk about as he just calls a timeout. This will be a 30-second timeout. You don't usually see that. You're down by 28 points, 4 minutes left to go in the fourth. The other team puts in their bench that hasn't seen any action in the game, and then you come out and full court press them.
And the reserves were not handling the press very well.
No, no. All that's doing is that's just asking for the starters to come back in.
Yes. Oh, boy. Okay, here we go. Jordan Kohler is in there along with Emily Weaver, Macy Steck, Alyssa Carl, and Megan Gugliotta. That's your five on the floor for the Silver Streaks with 4:19 to go in the game, 62-34 in favor of Galesburg. Now the baseball pass is going to come down to Steck. Steck couldn't control it, though. It was picked up by DeLuca, but I think she stepped on the baseline underneath the basket, the Galesburg basket. So Galesburg's going to try it again, this time under their own basket.
DeLuca should just let it go because the Redbirds would have gotten the ball under their own basket if she would just let the ball go.
Macy Steck will trigger it in, gets it in the paint to Gugliotta. She couldn't control it, but we're going to get a whistle and a foul called here, I think, on Heather DeLuca. Nope.
Who'd they get? It's going to go against Ball, and that's her fourth, right? Oh, fourth.
Sixth team foul. So Galesburg will try it again. The inbounds pass underneath the basket. Wide open underneath. Put up no good by Guglielmo. Oh. Put back up no good. And now we'll get the rebound pulled down by Kareen Kern of Metamora. Kern all the way down. She'll put it up underneath the basket. No good. The rebound's going to be pulled down this time by Galesburg and pulled off by Alyssa Carl. Here's a fast break ahead. It's going to be intercepted by Metamora. Picked off by Kareen Kern. Back on the attack now comes Metamora. Kern gets it up top to DeLuca. DeLuca works the right side. She wants to take the jump shot and does. No good. The rebound controlled by Jordan Kohler of Galesburg. Kohler with the outlet pass to Emily Weaver. And Weaver brings it up for the Silver Streaks. Bounce pass to Alyssa Carl. Carl outside on the dribble to Gugliotta. Now they'll go underneath. Down to Carl. Carl will put it up right baseline. No good, but she's going to be fouled. And the foul will be called against Metamora's.
That's Ball.
Kim Ball, and that will be five.
Yep. She'll foul out with 7 points in the game, 6 rebounds.
Seventh team foul. Alyssa Carl is going to the free throw line. She's all ready to shoot, and it's 5 fouls, and now they will have the replacement as Kelly Steele will come back into the game for Metamora, and Alyssa Ball, or Kim Ball, I should say, will go out.
Well, Kim Ball obviously had struggled with the Streaks' height all night inside, just 3 of 11 from the field. So, Alyssa Carl looking to get her name in the book.
And she does. As she makes the free throw, makes it 63-34 Silver Streaks. One more free throw. It's on the way, and she missed it. The rebound controlled by Kelly Steele of Metamora. Outlet pass to Haley Miller. 63-34 Galesburg. DeLuca with the three. It's going to be an air ball.
Oh.
And we're going to get a hold called here.
They can't be on the shot because there's nobody near on the shot. Alyssa Carl's going to get called for the foul.
Her first, the seventh team foul against Galesburg. So both teams with 7 team fouls now. And they're going to put Quinn Matthews at the free throw line. Looks like she didn't want to step in there. Now she will. She'll shoot the 1-1.
I think she was confused as to who the foul call was against.
So Quinn Matthews will take the free throw. Here it is. And it's around and good. She gets the roll.
She's 1 for 2 now.
She has 5 points in the game. She's a 5'5 junior for Metamora. Metamora used to be a pretty big power in girls basketball, but they fell on some hard times in the last couple of years. Second free throw on the way. I saw a Facebook page where they wanted to fire the coach. They didn't name which coach it was, so I don't know if it's Riley Gordon or not. Matthews makes
football.
The second. No, it was bad girls basketball.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Now Galesburg's going to throw it away after the second free throw, and so back on the attack will come Metamora. With 3 minutes, 13 seconds to go, the Galesburg Silver Streaks have this game won tonight. We're watching some of the reserves, some of the future of the Silver Streaks. Back comes Heather DeLuca. DeLuca now in the front court. She gets the ball over to Kareen Kern. Kareen Kern now on the right side dribble. Looks back up top. I guess it's probably Corinne, not Kareen. Here's the jumper by DeLuca, and that's nothing but net. Heather DeLuca has 12.
She finally hits one from the field.
Back comes Jordan Kohler now. Left side. Here's the three-pointer. Steck no good. The rebound's going to be tipped out of bounds. They say it went off Alyssa Carl. And it's going, rather it went off Megan Gugliotta. And so it'll be Metamora basketball with 2:40 to go in the game.
I think you said DeLuca has 12. She only has 3 points.
Oh, I'm sorry. I put it in Hartnett's spot. Back on the attack now comes DeLuca. DeLuca has 3, as Eric said. Back down now to Steele. Here's the three-pointer by Quinn Matthews, no good. The rebound, though, pulled off by Steele. She'll pop the ball back out to Ronell. Or rather, I'm sorry, to DeLuca. Near side now to Kern. Corinne Kern, she'll drive the paint, takes the running jumper, no good. The rebound on the floor, and we'll go to held ball here. As Alyssa Carl was down there on the floor.
Well, Kareen Kern was able to tie her up to keep the ball down at this end.
It'll be Metamora's ball with 2:10 to go in the game. Comes inbound to Kern, now to DeLuca. They get it to Hartnett. She'll drive the lane, puts it up no good, gets her own rebound. Hartnett dribbles it out. Now gets it out to Corrine Kern. Kern now with the ball. She'll drive the lane. Running jumper off the glass and the rim no good. It's going to be saved inbounds. Picked up again by Ronell. Gilsberg can't get a rebound. Near side to Matthews. Quinn Matthews from Metamora. She'll dribble the paint. Underneath the Steele, who puts it up and through, and she's fouled.
Yeah, this group not doing a very good job rebounding right now.
Kelly Steele. The foul is going to be against Alyssa Carl, her second eighth team foul. So the three-point try now for Steele. Kelly Steele is going out of the game for Galesburg. Will be Katie Lingenfelter.
Jordan Kohler back in.
Here's the free throw, and it's good. The three-point play converted by Steele makes it 63-41. Now Galesburg is going to throw it away in the backcourt as Emily Weaver was trying to get a pass to Alyssa Carl against the backcourt pressure, and it was behind her out of bounds. It'll be Metamora's ball.
Well, if you're Coach Massey, you love having this extended playing time for these girls that work so hard in practice, don't get a lot of playing time during the normal part of the game, but this is really not going how you wanted it to go. As another foul being called, as Corrine Kern was allowed to run to the basket without putting up any dribbles down, but she's going to go to the free throw line.
Jordan Kohler with the personal, her first, the ninth team foul. Kern at the free throw line will shoot two, and the first is good, her first point of the game. Makes it 63-42, the streaks by 21, minute 36 to go in the fourth quarter. Alleman lost tonight, 54-37 to East Peoria. Second one by Kern is also good. So she has 2 points, 63-43. Galesburg now in the backcourt, still getting pressure. They get it over the timeline to Kohler. Kohler double-teamed, and it's stolen away from her by Kern. Kern back into the front court. Kern still spins, now out to Matthews, to DeLuca. Stolen back by Galesburg's Macy Steck. Steck back, had it knocked away, but picks it back up. This is animal ball,
oh,
friends.
Oh, jeez.
Boy, they're down on the court. We'll have a held ball here.
Well, Steck got her arm yanked right there by Kern. They were both fighting for the loose ball, and Kern just kind of ripped at Steck's arm.
It's triggered inbounds now to Emily Weaver for the streaks. She sticks out her left arm. Right side now to Gugliotta. Back up top. Had the three-point shot, didn't take it. Now Steck will, and it's good. Macy Steck with two threes in the game for 6 points. 66-43 silver streaks. Back comes Metamora. Quinn Matthews now on the near side for the Lady Redbirds. To Kern will take the three, no good. Rebound controlled by Galesburg's Jordan Kohler. Back come the streaks now on the attack left to right. Emily Weaver into the front court. She's trapped at center court. Gets a bounce pass, but stepping on the sideline for Galesburg was Macy Steck, and it'll be turned back over to Metamora.
I don't know that Steck ever actually stepped on the sideline there, but it was definitely a travel before that by Weaver, so...
Metamora now. This is Heather DeLuca. DeLuca is going to be fouled, and we'll get a foul called against Macy Steck, her first. That's the 10th team foul.
Timeout's been called. Full timeout for the Redbirds.
We'll take a timeout, too, with 29 seconds to go. Galesburg 66, Metamora 43. You're listening to Silver Streaks Girls Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
It's time for your annual checkup, but you don't need a hospital gown for this one. Crady Insurance, your Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg, suggests you complete an insurance checkup once a year. Life changes quickly. A checkup will ensure that your policies still provide the right amount of coverage for you and your family. You might even be able to lower your premiums with an auto or home policy from Rockford Mutual Insurance. For an insurance checkup, contact me, Mark Crady, or stop by our office on Henderson Street in Galesburg today.
Sports stories, sports scores, and more. Fox Sports Radio. Weekends on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Jim Wyman, Eric Gibson with you on WGIL Radio 1400. 66-43 in favor of the Silver Streaks as Galesburg is going to win this one. And the reserves getting a lot of playing time. After the timeout, it'll be Metamora ball. Kara Hartnett will trigger it in for the Lady Redbirds. Gets it into Heather DeLuca. Now they'll try the right side as they get it down to Kern.
Interesting to see Hartnett back in the game.
Now up top to Matthews. Matthews to the right side to Kern. Now the backdoor pass. There's a shot up underneath, and it's going to drop through by Kara Hartnett. Hartnett has 12. 66-45. That's going to be it. We're going to get a held ball here in the backcourt as Metamora is still putting the pressure on. A pair of number 12s, Kareen Kern, along with Jordan Kohler for Galesburg, got tied up. It'll be Metamora's ball on the alternating possession. The Galesburg fans giving a little raspberries there. And that'll be the end as the shot at the buzzer is no good by Metamora. The final score, the Galesburg Silver Streaks win their first game of the season. Galesburg 66, Metamora 45. You're listening to Silver Streaks Girls Basketball on WGIL and on WGIL.com.
Play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Galesburg Nissan, now located at 2080 North Henderson Street in Galesburg. By McDonald's, I'm loving it. Dave's Auto Body. You better call Dave's. Craddy Insurance. One office for all your insurance needs. Green Love Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. OSF St. Mary Medical Center. Altogether better. And by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. Galesburg's radio station for news, talk, and Silver Streaks basketball. Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Good luck, Silver Streaks, from the all-new Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall. Stop in and check out the new 2014 Nissans, the most innovative and exciting cars available today. Over 150 to choose from at Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall.
Silver Streaks Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Rob Williams, State Farm Agent in the 4L Plaza in Galesburg for all your insurance and financial services needs. And by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. Proud to bring you GHS Girls Basketball on WGIL.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
The official WGIL forecast, areas of fog overnight, occasional showers this evening, and a chance of rain mixed with snow after midnight, below near 34. Cloudy tomorrow, slight chance of rain or snow in the morning and an afternoon high of 42 degrees. Clear and colder tomorrow night, down to 19. On the weekend, sunny, windy, and 28 Saturday afternoon. Clear and down to about 10 above Saturday night. Right now, it is 42 at Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
With final stats, the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game and comments from Streaks head coach Evan Massey. WGIL's coverage of GHS Girls Basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show on Galesburg Radio 14.
Good from John Thiel Gym tonight as the Galesburg Silver Streaks win their first game of the season, defeating Metamora by the score of 66-45. Our postgame final stats brought to you by Breedlove Sporting Goods. Breedlove Sporting Goods, you can find them in downtown Kewaunee. Well, it looked a little interesting in the first quarter, but then at the end of the first quarter, beginning of the second quarter, the Silver Streaks were able to pull away in this one, and they win this ball game going away, again 66-45, the final here tonight. Let's run down the point totals for Metamora. They dropped to 0-2 on the season. They were led in scoring by Kara Hartnett, who had 12 points in the game, 7 points for Kim Ball, their 5'10 senior forward, 6 points in the ballgame tonight for Quinn Matthews, their guard. Peyton Ronell came off the bench and scored 6 points. 6 points for Haley Miller in the game. Well, we'll stop and we'll let Coach Massey step in here. And we'll talk to Coach Massey in our interview with Coach. We'll get back to our stats after we're done with Coach Massey. Our interview with Coach Massey is brought to you by McDonald's. I'm loving it. You want to put those on, Coach, or just hold it? Coach, congratulations on your first win of the season. Your reaction to the game tonight?
You know, obviously different opponents, but at the same time, I thought we, in this game, showed a marked improvement. I thought there were fewer times when we were disorganized on offense, and I thought our two young point guards did a nice job of getting us in structured things and handled those situations well, and I thought we knew we wanted to mix up pressure, and I thought the girls did a good job of being able to play different things defensively and kind of finally found one thing that we thought worked well, and it did kind of bust things open.
You got to play a lot of kids, too. A lot of kids coming off the bench and for an extended period of time, and a coach always likes that.
Yeah, because, you know, those kids, you know, invest the time, and you want them to have an opportunity to play also. So it was good for them to get out, and, you know, I think each of them did enough positive things that they, you know, can leave here feeling good, and it makes them, you know, work harder in practice. It makes us better, and so we go on from there.
How about keeping Sabrina Clay out of foul trouble? She's been in foul trouble both games.
Yeah, and, I'm not sure if you hope that the answer is that what happens to a kid is that in some ways in a game like this where you want to be on the floor and you're not able to be on the floor, that it's almost like the lesson, the message comes home of having to sit and watch, and so you're maybe a little bit different the next game. We want her to stay aggressive, but yeah, we've got to get her to not pick. She's going to pick up fouls. You don't want her to pick up ones that really are unnecessary.
Shaylee Florine had 7 free throws in a row before she missed one. She was 7 and 8 from the line, 17 points in the game tonight. She's a special player.
Well, you know, it's funny with high school kids as far as improvement. I'm convinced with teenagers, improvement is never a steady thing. It's never linear in nature. That with her, I thought, you know, she, you know, for her as far as where she was at the end of the year, I thought she played a little bit better in the summer, but she's played a lot better this winter than she did last summer. That she, you know, the things you can see of keeping the rebound up on the defensive end, and she's not in a great hurry inside, and she's got a nice left hand, and she's done a very good job. And I think our kids are doing it's not easy for high school players to understand how to feed the ball into the post. A lot of times, you know, we see the pros, the college do that. That's a hard concept to learn. It's a hard skill to learn, and I think we've got a lot of girls that are getting the job done, doing a nice job of feeding the ball into the post.
And we talked about your guard play before the game, and you said you wanted to see it improve, and you got some points from your guards tonight, and they did handle the ball. They did a nice job.
Yeah, I don't know what the final was as far as turnovers, but, you know, would hope that we were able to get ourselves, under 20 at least. And, you know, what we need to do, you know, if we're going to get good, what we've got to do is eventually get ourselves hovering around that, you know, 14 or 15 a game. And, you know, if I think the way we want to play defensive, hopefully we can get a differential of maybe 8 or 10 in turnovers, then we know we're in great shape.
Say a word about this East Peoria team you're going to see tomorrow night. They look good tonight against Alleman.
They do, and, they kind of are in a different situation than we are, that they're starting 5 seniors, and, you know, not all of them, but some of those kids have started for 4 years and took their lumps up here in this tournament and other times, and then they've come on, and then the good, the 6'1", point guard is going to SIU Carbondale, and she's a real nice player. So it'll be a challenge because they're a veteran team and, you know, very well experienced, pretty polished. So, you know, expect really bigger things. I see them as the strongest team that we've played to this point in the year.
Coach, thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks.
That's Evan Massey, the head coach of the Silver Spikes. We're going to take a break and come back. We'll have our Dave Scaldabody Crunch Time Player of the Game. Eric has been working furiously on the statistics. You're listening to Silver Spikes Girls Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Good luck, Silver Streaks, from the all-new Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall. Stop in and check out the new 2014 Nissans, the most innovative and exciting cars available today. Over 150 to choose from at Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall.
Hey, Bill.
Hey.
Gary. Catch the game last night?
Of course.
Yeah, and that diving one-handed catch. So impressive.
If you think that's impressive, you should see my azaleas.
Wait, did you just bring up flowers during a football conversation?
McRib is back.
It's back?
Sweet, the McRib is back.
It sure is. For a limited time, buy a McRib Extra Value Meal and get an additional McRib sandwich for just $1. More saucy goodness to love.
Prices and participation may vary. Price of single item posted on menu board.
What is that noise? It's driving me crazy.
Honey, it's our power meter.
Please make it stop. Put a stop to the clicking by calling Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating today. With the installation of higher efficiency central air conditioners, hot water heaters, and furnaces, you can reduce your energy use and your power bill. And that sounds a lot better than... Find out more with a call to Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Jim Wyman, Eric Gibson, our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. You better call Dave's. That's Dave's Auto Body, and it's Shaylee Florine, the 6'1 sophomore who scored 17 points in the ball game tonight. Shaylee, congratulations. Tell us a little bit about the ball game tonight and your performance. You got the ball lots of times inside.
Thank you very much. I think it's just a team effort, and I'm really glad that the team was able to run our offense a lot better and just get lots of different looks tonight.
And you like to move outside. You move outside in the first, at the beginning of the offensive plays, and then move inside. Tell us about that.
It's kind of just designed to, wear the defense down. You just kind of move it around on the outside, and then you kind of break it down in.
Now, your dad played football for the Kansas City Chiefs, I hear, right? Is that correct?
That's also true.
And he was a professional player in the NFL Europe League and also played in Canada.
Yes.
So what's that like?
It's a great role model to have. I mean, he's always pushing me in sports, and he's always there, and I'm thankful that's where I get a lot of my hype from, I think.
Now, tell us about making the transition to varsity basketball and how it's been for you working with the varsity over the summer and now at the beginning of the year.
It's a lot faster pace than last year. It's a big difference. Over the summer, we played a lot of really good teams in the tournaments we traveled to, so I think that really helped prepare us for the teams we play this season.
I also should talk about your free throw shooting, because you made 7 in a row tonight before you missed one. Tell us about the practice and the free throw shooting. You got to be happy with that.
Shaylee, just so you know, Jim jinxed you. It wasn't me.
Yeah, it was you.
I've been working on them a lot. That was a big thing I wanted to work on this year, was free throws. My free throw percentage last year wasn't so hot, so I really wanted to try to work on that and get it up.
So what do you do then? Come in early and work after practice?
Yeah, every once in a while I'll shoot about 20, just 25 extra here and there. I mean, and sometimes I shoot at home too, just want to get better at them. So over the course of the season, I have a good percentage.
Well, it's a pleasure to speak with you tonight. Congratulations. You're our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and good luck tomorrow night against East Peoria.
Thank you very much.
That's Shaylee Florine, our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Here on WGIL, and I guess we're ready for our stats. Our stats brought to you by Breedlove Sporting Goods. Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. It's everything's backward from what it was last night, partner. I don't know what I'm doing here. There we go. All right, now we're ready. Now let's run down the statistics in the games. We started to do it, and then Coach Mastey got up here, and so we've cleared our coach's interview. We've cleared our Dave's Auto Buddy Crunch Time Player of the Game. Let's start on the stats. Metamora was led in scoring by Kara Hartnett, who had 12 points in the ball game tonight. She's their 5'9 senior forward. Kim Ball had 7 points for the Lady Redbirds. It was Haley Miller with 6 points. 6 points in the game for Quinn Matthews, their guard. And Peyton Ronelt came off the bench and had 6. 3 points in the game for Kelly Steele. 2 points for Kareen Kern. 3 points for Heather DeLuca. For the Streaks, Shaylee Florine, who was just here as our guest, had 17 points tonight for the Streaks. 8 points in the ballgame for Casey Williams. Sabrina Clay had 8 points in the game for Galesburg. 6 points for Macy Steck. 3 points in the game for Kaylin Boydston. 6 points in the game for, I said Macy Steck, 3 points for Raina Gully, 3 for Lexi Daniels, 3 points for Sammy Thompson, and Katie Lingenfelder fired a 3. She had 3 points. Alyssa Carl had 1 point. It was 21-15 Galesburg at the end of the first quarter. The Streaks outscored Metamora 17-7 in the second quarter to lead it at the half 38-22. Galesburg also outscored the Redbirds 16-9 in the third quarter to hold a 54-31 lead after 3, and it was Metamora outscoring Galesburg in the fourth during cleanup time, 14-12. The Streaks win at 66-45. Eric?
Well, the Streaks were able to win the turnover battle. Coach Massey said he wasn't sure how many they have, but it was 19. The Streaks turned it over 19 times, but were able to force 25 turnovers. And in all fairness to the Streaks, of those 19 turnovers, Eight of them came during that fourth quarter when you didn't have your regular group out there. So that was actually a pretty good number for the Streaks. Streaks were out-rebounded in this one, though, 35-33. Offensive rebounds in favor of Metamora as well, 14-13. Again, a lot of those coming right there at the end. As far as the shooting, the Metamora Redbirds, 15 of 46 from inside the arc, 1 of 2 from distance, and 12 of 20 from the free throw stripe. So they were actually much better there in the second half. They were 8 of 9 in the second half. Streaks, on the other hand, 14 of 32 from inside the arc, 7 of 24 from distance, and they were 14 of 19 from the stripe in the game. And the rebounding-wise, the Metamora Redbirds were led by their guard, Quinn Matthews, with 7 rebounds in the game to go along with the 6 points that Jim told you about. Actually, I take that back. Hartnett had 8, so she led the Redbirds to go with her 12 points. The Streaks were led in rebounding by Shaylee Florine, 17 points, 8 rebounds for her. She also had 5 blocks and a steal, so she really filled up the stat sheet tonight. Sabrina Clay, 8.7 rebounds, and she also had a steal. Haley Kelso, to go along with her 11 points, had a couple of boards and 3 steals. So a good job by the Streaks. Those are the 3 players that we're probably going to be pointing at almost each and every night, Jim, that are going to be key to really propel this team. And luckily for the Streaks tonight, they were able to keep all the players in the game without any of them falling out. We did see some foul issues, especially from Sabrina Clay, who ended up with 4 fouls in the game.
It's going to be fun to watch Shaylee Florine for this season. Boy, she's a well-spoken young lady, and what a player.
Yeah, and you know, the big thing for Shaylee is going to be that she's got to keep that aggressive attitude, and they're really going to need to go to that well against the smaller teams. We haven't seen the Streaks have a player like her. Probably since Mynika Warner, somebody with height that can really load it up inside. You know, even some of the better players of recent vintages, your Pachecos and Sadie's.
Sadie Hamilton wasn't that big.
Yeah, she wasn't big. She put up some points in the post, but she didn't have the height that you see from Shaylee. And Shaylee is able to use her height, her body type, and everything to kind of get that ball to go where she wants it to go and to open up space.
Our thanks to Zach Leahy back at the studio, along with Brian Prescott. I think I heard him earlier for spinning the dials tonight and producing our broadcast. Our thanks to Evan Massey and to the Metamora coach, Riley Gardner, and, of course, to Shaylee Florine, who spoke to us on our post-game show. Our post-game final stats brought to you by Breedlove Sporting Good, and our post-game coaches interview brought to you by McDonald's, and of course our crunch time player of the game by Dave's Auto Body. You better call Dave's. We also should mention that we're not going to have a road game until December 4th, but our vehicles when we go on the road are brought to us and given to us so we can use by Galesburg Nissan, now located at 2080 North Henderson Street in Galesburg. The final again in the first game here tonight, it was Rock Island Alleman falling to East Peoria 54-37, and the Galesburg final, the Silver Streaks win their first game of the season, defeating Metamora 66-45. For Eric Gibson, I'm Jim Wyman. So long from John Thiel, Jim.